schedules. We're just making an adjustment to our schedule today. Yesterday we did all of our meetings and walkthroughs here at the hotel, and then we went over to SMU to dress, and then went on to Highland Park High School. So we've just eliminated the step of going to SMU for dress. So we're going to do everything here like we did yesterday at the meetings and walkthroughs, and then we're going to dress here, tape, and there's just some adjustments that need to be made, and then we'll go right from here to Highland Park.
You see the focus and practice on that first day, Mike, that you wanted to see being able to be out here?
Absolutely. I thought yesterday was a very good practice, a lot of energy. It wasn't as long as prior Wednesday's practices, so compliments to Highland Park High School. The surface was excellent, excellent facility. It was exactly what we needed.
Mike, given the youth of the Packers, do you feel like this team is built to contend in the long haul and can be a contender for many years to come?
No, frankly, those are questions for after the game. I think definitely on paper it lays up for that, but we really are. We're focused on beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is obviously an important game. We're putting all of our energy into this football game, all of our focus. And then after the Super Bowl, we can have those conversations.
Mike, in the back, you said on Monday that the advantage that Steelers had over you guys was between Monday and Saturday. I'm sure you believe that they're handling it okay, but what leads you to believe that your team is handling all the distractions and all the hoopla?
Just based on what you see and how they interact in the meetings, it's very important to draw lines in your preparation. It's no different than when you go through a week of preparation in your hometown or when you leave your home city and go on the road. There's times to dial in, make sure you're doing the things you're supposed to do in the classroom environment, in the film study, on the practice field, and then the ability to transfer into your personal mindset. And I have seen that. Everybody was excited to get back on the football yesterday. I know we were only away from it 2 days, but it seemed a lot longer than that. So with that tells you that they're excited. There's a lot of energy. Practice was very good. It was a padded practice. We pushed the envelope probably a little bit too much in the earlier drills, but I feel very good about what we've accomplished so far.
Coach, what was the maybe one biggest hurdle that Aaron had to get over to become, kind of take the next step as an NFL quarterback, and was there a specific time when you realized that he was over that?
Yeah, I just look at Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback that's really developing and delivering on time. I don't look at one big hurdle that he had to overcome. He stayed true to his craft, very true to his fundamentals. He's an expert of the offense. He has the ability to run the whole offense if needed at the line of scrimmage. So we were always confident that the productivity would come. If there was one big hurdle, it would be leadership. Leadership was something that we needed to have more of as a football team. It's something I've given a lot of thought to over the last couple of years, and just creating those opportunities for, in particular, to Aaron Rodgers, Charles Woodson, A.J. Hawk, and the elected captains for the playoffs, giving those men an opportunity to be in front of the team more. I think our leadership has definitely picked up, especially down the run. And so I'd say that's the biggest, let's not say hurdle, but that's been the biggest improvement in Aaron Rodgers.
Coach, can you give us any insight into what your message is going to be to the team on Sunday?
No. No. I'm not trying to be rude. I'll save it for them. It's going to be consistent with how the week, everything leads up to it. The message isn't done today. When I get into messaging, especially right before the game, all the things that happen during the course of the week are tied into that message. So I have the theme and the topic in mind, something I've been working on for quite some time. But it's important to let the week's work play into that.
Coach, Lindsay Soto, NFL Network, way in the back. Statistically speaking, the emergence of James Starks doesn't seem to have changed your rushing numbers that much, except for the number of times that you're calling for a run play. What is it about him that has afforded you the opportunity to do things differently?
Well, it's really the combination of James as a runner. I think his running styles, what you're looking for as far as his ability to fall forward. He's a long levered athlete, and you know he's earned these opportunities. I've always said it time and time again: run attempts and third down production are two key statistics to an offense. Because when you want to be a tempo offense and you're operating in the realm of 70 plus plays a game, those are two important statistics that are tied together. So, just very, very pleased with the way he's matured and taken full advantage of his opportunity, and he will be a factor in Sunday's game.
Coach, after watching film, what happened in the second half against the Bears that you could improve for next Sunday?
Second half of the Bears, we came out there and in the third quarter had a good drive, and you know the turnover was a big play, big momentum swing for the Chicago Bears, and that's one of the items of topic in today's team meeting. Momentum swings are very important in big games, just like in the NFC Championship game and will be Sunday. So the important to step up and respond to those momentum swings is an experience that we can learn from.
Mike, over here to your left, do you plan on staying here on Saturday night again or moving the team to a different hotel?
Yes, we're going to stay here Saturday night.
And then also, how do you deal with the time between your last practice on Friday and going all the way to the all the way to a game time on Sunday? There's a pretty big chunk of time there.
We're going to treat the Super Bowl as if it was a night game from a scheduling standpoint. So our schedule tomorrow is going to be a little different than our Friday schedule. Just because of some of the things we have to do in the morning and also to travel over to Highland Park. But Saturday will be the first day that our players will be on the exact same schedule that they've been on for the last 5 years. So we'll have our meetings and walkthrough in the morning. We'll have a team meeting in the evening, followed by a snack. And then we'll have a team meeting 10:30 Sunday morning. And then we'll get on the buses at 2 o'clock. So that's how we've operated for 5 years. The players are in tune with that schedule. It's a schedule that definitely works for them, and we'll stay true to that.
Mike, in the back right, you've always shown an appreciation for Packers history. To have some of the Packer legends like a Jerry Kramer in town yesterday, so excited to see you guys back and with a chance to win a Super Bowl. You know, what's your thoughts on what it means to be part of this Packers tradition and what it would mean to you to get another Lombardi Trophy for Green Bay?
Well, the history and tradition of the Green Bay Packers is a tremendous asset for us as a football team, for us as an organization. It's something that's embraced on a daily basis. The continued support from Bart Starr and Willie Davis to myself personally throughout my tenure in Green Bay has been special. So you definitely want to win this game for the Packer Nation, represent the tradition and histories of the great players, Jerry Kramer, all the way down through. So we understand where we are. It's the standard of the Green Bay Packers. It's about winning Super Bowl trophies, and it's time for the Lombardi Trophy to go back home.
Hey, Coach, you talked about James Starks being a big factor in the game. Do you have any targets that you're looking at in terms of A, carries, and B, total yards you'd like to see him produce on the ground for Sunday?
I focus on attempts, focus on personnel packages, focus on what the defense is reacting to that. So every game is its own entity. It takes its own path, and it's important for us to continue to attack from all the different angles that we can as an offense, and that's what I stay focused on.
Coach, you're trying to win the Super Bowl as the sixth seed. The Steelers have already won the Super Bowl as the sixth seed. What's that say about parity in the NFL?
Well, I think parity has been very evident in the National Football League for quite some time. If I'm correct, I think this is the 10th different NFC team in the Super Bowl in the last 10 years. So it's been very evident just the way we're structured, and it's no different this year.
Michael Beard, you're right. As a play caller, the idea that you guys can have five wide receivers on the field one play and two fullbacks and a running back the next, the idea of keeping guys or defenses off balance, how important is that to what you guys do offensively?
Well, it's part of how we play, but the bottom line is the execution within those personnel groups And it's surely it's something that they'll be prepared for. We played Pittsburgh last year, so it's nothing new to them. A lot of teams do it, but we do it with good reason, and there's information that you're looking for within those substitutions. Matchups are also a factor, but I mean, that's just how we play.
Mike, last year with the onside kick, it was almost like Tomlin did the math on who would get the ball last. Do you see that coming down to it again this year, or have the defenses improved too much on both sides?
Well, it could be a factor because you look at both offenses and you look at the quarterbacks on both offenses. But statistically, I don't know how you can get away from the Super Bowls being played with the number one and number two scoring defenses in the National Football League this year. So defense will be a big factor in the game. Special teams, in my opinion, will be a big factor in this game. So I think it's going to be a great game. I mean, big time players are going to have to step up and play big roles, and it's something I definitely feel there's going to be momentum swings in this game, and we're going to respond to those momentum swings, and I think it's going to be a heck of a game.
Mike, back here. Can you talk about the team has never trailed by more than 7 points in any game this season? Can you talk about how important that is, what you guys learn from that, and how you keep yourselves in ball games?
Well, they don't give you any awards for that, but I think it does tell you that we're a consistent football team. We're a very competitive football team, and it's our ability to stay on course. A big part of playing football in the game is really staying on time, is what I like to talk about. There's targets that you try to hit particularly early in the game, how you challenge your opponent, staying true to your fundamentals, staying true to your team identity. And for the most part, we've done that over a 16-game season. I'm fully aware what our record is, but the consistency of how we played has been there throughout, even though we've had the challenges with the number of different players that we've had step up due to injuries. So it's a compliment to the coaches and players to maintain that level of consistency. And once again, we're going to have to make sure that shows up on Sunday.